Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
How are you? Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational show on the planet. Great to have you with us today. Surround yourself with what you are trying to become, not what you are trying to get away from. We got a great show today, man. So much to talk about today. Surround yourself with what you're trying to become, not what you are trying to get away from. Wow. What are you trying to become? What do you want to become? Entrepreneur? Are you surrounding yourself with entrepreneurs? Are you still hanging around people from the job? The J-O-B, the jump out of bed, the just over broke, the journey of the broke. Are you surrounding yourself with people who work Monday through Friday thinking that it's okay so you can just ask for a couple of days off on the weekend? Are you surrounding yourself with people who actually know what a floating holiday is? Are you surrounding yourself with individuals who on Friday get so jacked up because they're allowed to dress down? Yeah, let me tell you, let me kind of give you a little bit of advice. Just a little bit of advice, okay? Run. Run like you're being chased by a grizzly bear on the plains of Wyoming, okay? Because that's how fast you need to run away from that crowd. So if you're running away from that crowd, you should be running towards something. Why do you want to run towards something versus run away from something, by the way? You can run so much faster when you're focused on what it is that you're running to. When you're running away from something, you're just running as fast as you can. Your heart's beating. Everything's going crazy. You don't know if you're zigzagging, even where you're going. That's why so many people are running east looking for a sunset. You need to understand, where are you going? And are you surrounding yourself with what you're trying to become? You want to become an entrepreneur, I assume, if you're listening to this show, you have a huge interest in being free, all right? Why don't you surround yourself with things that are going to make you free, okay? Having this podcast playing is a really good start. By the way, do you like the two shows a day? It's our second day of them. Yeah, I'm fishing for a compliment. Two shows a day. That's exciting. So that's good. That's a good start. You're surrounding yourself with this podcast. When you're done listening to the show, what are you going to do? You're going to pick up the clicker? You're going to get back on the computer? Check Facebook? Hey, how many likes did I get on that witty little photo I posted? You know, or are you going to actually do something that's going to move you forward? All right. Example, create your blog, your site, your podcast, your landing page. You know, all of this stuff can be done within an hour, regardless of how much technical knowledge you have. Right. You want to shoot a video? You best get a YouTube account. Okay. It's the largest search engine online. Lots of videos being viewed there. But I don't know how to learn. You don't have a lot of time either. You better get going now, okay? Remember, you don't got to be great to start. You got to start to be great. I think Brian Tracy said that. Or is it Sam Crowley? I can't remember. But you got to get going, you know? You want to shoot video, shoot a video. You want to create a podcast, create a podcast. You want to go speak someplace to a bunch of people? Then why don't you go find the audience that wants to hear your message? And are you surrounding yourself? Let's use that for an example. That's a great example because that's actually what I do. I go find people that want to hear my message. And I speak to them. You know where I don't go? I don't go to the human resources department of major corporations. You know why? Because they would have me escorted out of the building by security if 5 minutes into my message, if I started spewing some of the stuff I talk about on my podcast. How do I know? Because I escorted myself out of the building my second time around in the job. They were paying me $100,000 salary. Would you like a $100,000 salary? I wouldn't. I was broke spiritually, mentally, emotionally broke. You know why? Because they had me not by the puppet strings there, just controlling me. Be careful. Be very, very careful what you think you want. You really need to be careful of what you're programming your mind as to what it is that you think you want. Because what you think you want probably isn't that. It's probably something that you, it's way beyond that. For example, you think you want a $100,000 salary, but what you really want is security. You want money to pay your bills so you can have your mortgage and food on the table, buy your kids back to school clothes, and take a vacation sometime. All right? You can do all that without being subservient to the master of the job, to the employer, to the dummy who the only reason they're your boss is because they kissed a lot more butt than you ever wanted to in your entire life, and that's how they got to where they are. Trust me, I'm speaking from experience. Okay, so you think you want that 100 grand salary. I had it, hated it, hated every $8,500 a month, whatever it equated to, $8,333 a month, I think it was, I got paid. $41.50 every 2 weeks. Yay! Well, you take out taxes, you can cut that in half. Well, 30%. 30% of $4,000 is what? $1,200? I'll take that out. So that's left with $2,800. 15% went into my 401k. So 15% of $4,000. What's that? 10% is 400, 5 is 2. That's 600 and 1200. That's $1,800. Now I'm down to $2,200. Take out FICA, right? Medicare, Medicaid. You get the picture. I'm under $2,000 in 2 weeks. Now, highly blessed and favored, not looking a gift horse in the mouth. I needed that money, but I was worth so much more. I was worth way more than what they were paying me, and I knew I was worth that. But you know what I needed to do? Get out and have no money coming in. You talk about crossing through the terror barrier. No money. Going from getting what I just described to you, my health care was paid through my paycheck, my 401k, I maxed out my contribution at 15%. By the way, it was company matched, and I had a pension. All of that I gave up because I wasn't surrounding myself with what I wanted to become. I did not want to become a professional employer. I did not want to become a professional ass kisser, all right? I did not want to become a professional ladder climber. I did not want to become part of the machine. I did not want to become part of the corporate pyramid. I wanted to be free. I wanted to see if I could actually launch a brand that people would get called Every Day is Saturday. I wanted to speak on stages all around the world. I wanted to get a message of passion, of hope, of inspiration out to millions of people all around the world. Is any of this resonating with you? Are you nodding your head? I know you are. You're like nodding your head and say, yeah, man, that's me. That's me. I want to do the exact same thing. Well, then do it. What are you waiting for? Permission? Someone to sprinkle holy water on you to tell you that it's okay to take that first step? Are you surrounding yourself with what you want to become? Read books. You want to be a doctor? Read books on being a doctor. You want to mow lawns? I'll tell you what, man. I'm getting closer and closer to doing that. I go to Home Depot. I tell the story on a number of my podcasts. I stare at those zero-turn mowers. I want one so bad. But I can't justify spending $4,000 to mow my little 0.7-acre backyard here. All right, I need a little bit more, which means I got to mow more lawns. Okay? So maybe I think, dude, you've lost your mind. Hey, I know that. Okay? I knew that 10 years ago I lost my mind. You're not telling me anything new. But you want to mow lawns? Read books on how to mow a lawn. You want to fix computers? Read books. Build websites? Read books. You don't even need to go to Barnes & Noble like we had to in the old days 10 years ago. You just got to get online and Google it. I want to, and then just fill in the blank, man. Just fill in the blank. I want to become a speaker. Then Google it. Google it. Buy my book on Amazon. That's a good place to start. And there's 1,000 other places out there to learn how to do what it is you want to do. But you got to surround yourself with what you want to become, not what you want to get away from. I want to read a book on how to leave a job. What's wrong with that title? I want to read a book on how to quit my job. It's that you're programming in your subconscious. Job, job, job. Get job out of your vernacular. Leave it so far behind you can't even see it, all right? Get freedom, entrepreneur, brand, business, movement. Get all those words in your dictionary. Start saying things like that. what you want to become. Surround yourself with the people that are going to empower you to get there, the people that have the knowledge. They don't need to be a who's who multi-billionaire. These people can be making just enough to pay their bills because you know why? They're financially free. You know what financially free means? Your bills are $2,000 a month. You're making $2,500. You're financially free. You know anybody like that? Of course you do. You probably know 10 people. Find four. Get around them. Pick their brain. Ask them what they do. The books that they read. The audios that they listen to. The people that they interact with. The meetings that they go to. Right? I'm telling you, they're not sitting around watching the news every night at 6:30 and then watching sitcoms at night. I promise you that much. All right? Do that. And do that now. Focus on what you want to become. Are you with me? Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.